dream. Unbothered energy, they keep it so clean. From gut health, the business flow. Mentors and they let them know. They're so unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered.
We're on.
Are we going? Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
We are excited to be here today. We almost didn't figure out a time to record. This month's just been crazy. We are just going to have this one episode for November, and then we'll be back. Let there be light. And we'll be back for two episodes in December. Happy holidays.
Yeah. I got my Santa's favorite hat on.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. That's what it says.
So cute.
And look at the bow. It's got a bow.
The bow.
Like yours.
That's cute. Yeah.
Yours is cute.
Where's yours from?
Altered State.
Okay. I love Altered State.
Me too. But mine's getting expensive.
It is expensive.
Do you agree? It wasn't.
I only shop the sale rack when I go in person.
In person, yeah.
In St. Louis. That's the closest one we have, I think.
Love it.
Yeah. It's fun. They actually still have a mall that's like popping off in STL.
They do. And you want to know something I learned? This is totally off the topic, but this is our podcast. So
yeah.
Welcome.
We can do whatever we want.
I learned that you can take a picture of a dress. So I wanted this dress on Altered State for my Christmas party December 5th, and it was $198. Mm-hmm. Long red dress. Beautiful. My friend said, take a screenshot of that, and you can upload that to Amazon. And it'll show you, like, similar dresses, but, like,
I didn't know
a
you could
quarter
do that.
Of the cost. Yes. I
So you got
my
one?
Life. Yes. I bought one. Looks exactly the same, but it was $50.
Oh.
Instead of $200.
So where do you upload the photo? In the search bar?
Mm-hmm. There's, like, a little thing you click on, and you upload the photo.
Okay. I'll have to try that.
Amazing.
I didn't know you could do that.
It changed my life. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Because who wants to spend, like... Even if you have the money, like, who wants to spend $200 on a dress? Like, you're going to wear one to, you know.
Yeah, I would not probably wear that more than during the holiday season. So.
Yeah. Well, that's so exciting. I'll have to try that because I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, we digress, but.
Yes. I know. I've been trying to get on my hat game like Audrey because Audrey has a closet full of hats. And I only had, like, two or three hats that I... You know, because I don't, it's like tennis shoes. I'm not like a sneaker person. I should be. I want to be, but I'm just not. So I got two hats. My other one's like light camo. That's like the gray and it says blessed on it. And these are from Honey Soul.
Honey Soul?
Yeah.
I don't think I've shopped on there before.
It's just one. It was like an Instagram ad that got you, but it was real because the hats came. So that's good.
That's good.
You never know.
I know.
Like, I've passed up so many things because you just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have money to be stolen.
No.
So.
No.
Yeah.
But those ads, they get you every time.
They'll get you. Too bad we can't. Well, we could. Anyone can put out an ad for their own stuff. And I'm like, we should just be sending out ads for ourselves.
Oh, brilliant.
Paid promotional.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's in our future.
Yeah, we'll figure all that kind of stuff out because you just never know.
Yeah, I actually got a notification on our podcast uploading, what do you call it? Platform.
Yeah.
It was like, you can start getting paid now for your podcast. And I was like,
who's on what? Oh.
Yeah, it literally said that. And I'm like, I haven't clicked on it because I haven't I need to like see what's going on.
Yeah.
But I might try it.
Just see what it says. Yeah, because you never know. I mean, we've never, of course, if something comes from that, cool. But that's, you know what I mean? I don't think most, well, some people start podcasts to try to get paid. But we just started this for fun.
Yeah, this is just for funsies. Like, we weren't thinking we were going to get paid. But hey.
Yeah. Amen.
We had a little bit of an investment with the studio, so.
Yeah, and but that's the thing. You just, anything you do, you never know what can come from it, a.k.a. my life the last 3.5 weeks,
yes,
whatever it's been.
Segue.
What do you call that? Like, veer into the lane. But, yeah, I posted a video a few weeks ago on TikTok running my moldy jetted tub, which I guess I didn't know it was moldy. I mean, like, we knew. But, and it went viral on TikTok, which is just really funny. I think it's
that's up, so crazy.
Yeah.
Of all the videos that Sarah Crowe does, no one would have thunk that was the video.
Yeah. Like, for how long I've been on social media and, like, trying to do things, it's been every bit of, like, a good 10 years. And for that to be something that just sets everybody off is just... kind of insane. Let's see where it's at currently, because
yeah, this is fun.
It's been it's still going. It's still climbing. We're at 31.9 million views.
Holy
on TikTok.
Shit. I haven't gone on your page in a minute.
And close to 14 million. Yeah, 13.7 million on Instagram. So it went viral on both.
Right. How does that work?
I don't know.
I was thinking, because I did go to your Instagram and I saw it was blowing up too. And I'm like, how does that?
I posted it on Instagram maybe 5 days later, you know?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like,
and because I just thought, why not, you know? Just see how it does. It was honestly just a, like, whatever you call it, experiment to see if it would blow up over there as well. And yeah. And it's just funny because every time I open up the app, it's just, you know, more followers, more views, more comments. Like, 3.5 weeks later, it is still rolling hot. And I had I started in June when I broke my nose. A little bit before that, I was like, okay, I'm going to start, like, just posting, like, trying to be consistent posting on TikTok. Audrey was, I don't know when you started doing that, but you were kind of going hot. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, trying to be consistent and, like, doing things, right? Because
yeah.
We're old. I mean,
falling off a little. But.
I feel old. Well, it's hard because we're not Gen Z. We're not, like, in our 20s. It's when the internet became crazy or social media became crazy for us, like, we were young. So what it's evolved to, like, it's just, you know what I mean? And I'm not keeping up. And, like, for the longest time, I didn't even know how to make a video on TikTok. I was like, I'm not getting, you know.
Yeah.
I just had no idea. So in June when I broke my nose, I just figured so many people, because it's funny, whenever something happens to you, people get so nosy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Everyone wanted to know, because I posted a story that day of me and I was like, oh, broke my nose. Never had so many people in my life. Oh, my God, what happened? Like, people are so nosy, you know, pun.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm nosy, too. But
they, like, live for that shit, honestly.
Yeah.
And then you had the laser.
Yeah.
People, like, were that.
Yep. So that's what I just decided to exclusively talk about my nose on TikTok. So I was only posting, day two, this is what my nose looks like on TikTok. So if you wanted to be nosy, you had to go to TikTok too. So anyway, all that was happening and I got myself up to, like, 1600 followers from, like, 300 right before this video went viral, and I'm at, like, 22,000 followers. So I've gained over 20,000 followers from a bathtub video.
Isn't that so crazy? Because I literally looked at your page last time. You had 15,000. That's mm-hmm. the last time I've looked at it, just because I haven't been on TikTok much lately. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's wild. I mean, it takes a couple days to go up another 100,000, but, like, you know, 2 days ago I was at 21,000 and now I'm at 22,000 followers.
That is insane. And your Instagram's gone up.
Oh my God, I was teetering because, you know, I have, like, 1,300 followers on Instagram, and like, I think I got up to 13 one time and then it was like, oh, 295. I'm like, oh, six people unfollowed me. Because it was like, you could tell, you know what I mean? Like, now I don't know if people are unfollowing me or not, because I'm almost to 5,000 followers on TikTok. So
it's Instagram. Irrelevant now.
Well, it's just funny because I was like, God, people are unfollowing me. I'm sorry. Must not like to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. What I've learned from that is post, you know, if that's something you're trying to do, like just post it all. And you'll hear tons of people say that because you never know. You know, I've had 2 articles written about it, which is still weird. But I'll take any, I'm taking it all. I don't care what's going on. Like, if you want to put me out there, cool. I don't care if it's because my bathtub had moldy jets.
Yeah.
They're not moldy anymore, you know? And I took a bath before I came here. So
yeah.
people are very surprised to know that I actually like bathe in that tub.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I do.
Sorry to say.
Yeah.
But not really.
No, but I've had a laser done on my face since, I think I talked about that in a couple of these episodes. So I kind of manifested that by like talking about it. That happened. Loved that.
You have good results.
Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah.
A difference.
It's looking good. Yeah.
I love it.
I got my Botox done and I just.
Sweet.
I'm just.
Doing all the things, all the 30s things.
Doing it all. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
So do you have to go back for your laser again or no?
No. I mean, I'm probably going to do another one in the spring. You can really only do them in the spring and the fall because of the sun. Like,
okay.
Since it burns off, like, your face.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you know what I mean? You don't want to be doing that in the summer.
You have to wait a certain amount of time.
Yeah. I mean, I just think you definitely want to wait. 5 or 6, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 months, whatever, in between.
Yeah, so then it puts you, I see what you're saying.
Because it was, I mean, it was 5 days of downtime.
Yeah.
5 or 6 days, like 5 days. Yeah, it wasn't as bad, but you have to have the time off. I did have to go to work. I had it done on a Monday. I took off Tuesday, home Wednesday. I had to work Thursday. I had a couple clients. So I did go in with my face looking crazy.
It actually looked...
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I still looked like a burn victim, but I put a cute hat on and like had a really cute outfit on to try to
distract from
the lighting in our salon does not do anybody any favors. So if I thought I looked okay at home, I got there and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, the fluorescent.
But
light.
Beauty, like, is like, it's the beauty world. So, I mean, I work at a hair salon. So, people, I'm like, yeah, I got a laser done. You know?
Yeah.
It was fun.
Everybody knows.
But then by the time I came back to work that next Tuesday, I was totally healed up and I had makeup on. So, you just have to take the time off, you know? So, if anybody wants to know where I went or anything like that, just send me a message on our Instagram and I can answer all your questions you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's been going on with you?
You know, a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't know. For new people, I guess, that are following along, I'm a nurse anesthetist. So this time of the year is just like insane. Like it kicks my ASS.
Why? Everyone's so just bad. Trying to get all their surgeries done.
Yeah. Like people are trying to fit them in before the last of the year, I guess, because of like
insurance.
Yeah. Like people have met their deductibles and so yeah. They're just like trying to fit them in. And so like every day is just long and hard and exhausting. And then, you know, we're also partnered with a gut health company. So, and we're kind of, we're working a lot right now because we're in a time of building and rebuilding and momentum. And so that's crazy. Like I get home from work and I start into that till I go to sleep, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm still dating Darko from St. Martin. So
yeah.
So I've been, you know, having to nurture that relationship. And I'm leaving.
Fit it all in, you know?
Yeah. Got to fit it all in. Yeah. And I do. I mean, obviously, I only have me and my dog, so it's not like I have that much going on aside from work. So it works, but I'm leaving for St. Martin in 17 days, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very soon.
It's exciting.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. And his birthday is on the Saturday that I'm there. So we're actually doing like I'm planning something with his best friend. Boyana, and we're gonna do like a party for him, and I have a couple other things planned, but I can't say them because he's gonna listen.
Gonna say, are you supposed to be telling
He knows about the party.
Okay.
It's not a surprise. But he doesn't know about the other things I have planned, so.
Okay.
Anyways, I'll be posting and all that, so you can follow along.
Yeah, you better follow along. You better post for the people.
I know.
Because when people go on trips, I know. I want to see, like, I'm nosy. I'm a snooper. I want to see what people are doing, you know, especially when you're leaving the country. I mean, I know it's the...
Netherlands.
The Netherlands. That's what I want to call it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm super excited to get away from here for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, and
somewhere tropical.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to Georgia next week to see family, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. We wanted to get this out before Thanksgiving. So happy Turkey Day to everyone who's watching.
This is your gift from us.
Yeah. This day was called Blackout Wednesday once upon a time. And I tried to tell Seth that I was going to go out for Blackout Wednesday, and he just cackled. And I'm like, listen, you know, it's just one of those things. I'm a very nostalgic human. Yeah. And just getting your gal pals and just like hitting the bars in your hometown, because everyone's home. From not everyone, but you know, your people you went to high school with are usually home, you know, for the week. So just seeing people out, I love to see people that I haven't seen in a long time because I'm just a social girly. So, but I'll probably be at home. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing though.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Around here, we called it Blackout Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, waking up on Thanksgiving a little tired these days just is not usually a good time. So,
no, the hangovers last a couple days for me now. So,
yeah,
I can't go too hard in the paint.
No, and you got to figure out too, like, what works with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I am just, there's not a whole lot of options these days. The older you get, usually, because I can't stand to be like not 100%.
Can't be down for the count for too long.
No.
When you've got littles running around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got our new couch.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cozy and comfy. So that's been exciting. So I painted the living room and got all that kind of stuff done. So it feels nice.
She's in remodel mode. So
yeah.
Tell us more about what your plans are with the remodel phase.
Yeah, I mean, nothing too crazy, but we've got a light that needs to go up above the sink, but it's going to take some rewiring. So Seth just hasn't, because he's going to have to cut a hole, like, in the wall. And I know that's a big job, so I've been annoying him every day about that. But it's currently deer season this weekend, and then the weekend after Thanksgiving is deer camp again. So he doesn't do anything for anybody besides himself. That weekend, which all the guys do. But yeah, I'm working on my famous bathroom now. I mean, I got some new paint up. I'm painting it pink and going to make it girly and do all the things. But halting on that because painting is just for the birds. So I have like two walls painted with one coat and I'll have to go back. I'm going to wait for paint to go on sale again because paint's just like so expensive. So you got to hit Sherwin-Williams when you've got the 40% off. So when that happens again, I'll go get a gallon.
I actually might be able to get you a discount on that.
Oh, my God. Do you know a Sherwin-Williams associate?
I might know a contractor.
Oh, okay.
That can get you a little discount.
Yeah. Love it.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, my brother.
Oh, okay. It's like, who are we talking about?
I'm like, I don't know if I should drop that on here. Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
I don't know how that works, though.
Sure, when Williams isn't listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, sponsor us.
Yeah.
We'll paint. I'll paint on camera.
I will not paint on camera. I despise painting. Like, I will never paint. I will hire it to be done every time. I had this whole house painted.
Oh, that's nice.
It was thousands of dollars, but it was worth every
dollar
to me.
I know. And that's what, you know, we've, like the light, I told Seth, I go, do you want me to put a hit out on Facebook for a handyman to come put the light up? You know, if you can't do it, I go, I'll put that out there. Somebody wants to come, I'll pay somebody to put the light up if you don't want to do it. It's just my husband is so handy. He can fix anything. He can do anything. It's just getting him to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most annoying part, because people whose husbands don't do stuff like that, you just hire it, right? You call somebody and you pay somebody to do it because they don't do it. But when you have somebody who can do it, you just have to, like, wait for them to do it.
Well, best of luck during deer season.
Oh, I know it's not happening right now.
I know. I grew up living that life.
Yeah.
My dad and my brother were, like, MIA.
Yeah.
The entire day.
Which I love it. Like, we
I'm
love
fine
it.
With it too.
You know, like, it's fine. Like, we went out yesterday, and that's what, you know, we went out, and Seth got a doe, and he it was,
oh,
just,
nice.
Yeah, Leah and I were with him. It was, you know, so.
Exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. Leah was standing there watching it get gut open, and she was like, Seth says, she goes, don't come near me with that. Like, you know, because he was all nasty from doing it. So. It was funny.
Oh, I've seen that one too many times. It's crazy. My dad used to bring him home, and he had a hoist or like a some type of lift system mm-hmm. in the garage.
Yeah.
And he literally would hang the deer
yeah.
from that, gut it out, and you would just see a hollow deer like mm-hmm. hanging up, bleeding.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what they do. Like in the field, they gut it right then and there and leave all the innards mm-hmm. there. Haul it back to our house, and Seth has a huge machine shop that all his farm equipment's in. So they hoist it up, and one of our friends, he skins it. He has all the stuff, and he doesn't have to take it anywhere to get it processed. He just cuts it off himself and bags it and takes it home. Yeah, it's a whole thing. And yeah, I just posted a video yesterday on TikTok. Kind of giving a little tour of the cookie house. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I mean, especially because it's funny because I start talking about it to like clients and they're like, what? And I'm like, no, we have like a small house on the property that's called the cookie house because two previous owners before us ran like a cookie business. I mean, we had a floor to ceiling walk-in deep freezer that you would see at a restaurant.
Wow.
We got rid of that because we didn't need it. But, I mean, it's a full-on operation in there. So it is our hangout.
Yeah, it has, like, a full kitchen in there.
Yeah, we've got double ovens. We've got a fridge. We've got three sinks. There's a bathroom. You know, I mean, it's, like, it's which I was very meticulous. I was very careful about what I showed, obviously, on there because it's, you know, it's just the catch-all. Like, it's dirty and, you know, there's crap everywhere. I mean, it's just like it's like storage, you know, but we also hang out in there. So, yeah.
Super fun. Do you think you're going to do anything with the meat? Like I think what you should do, since you've been doing some cooking videos,
mm-hmm.
is dehydrate some deer meat, make some jerky.
Yeah. My mom makes really good deer jerky, but see, here's the thing. Seth doesn't eat deer.
What?
I know.
So what do you do with it? He gives it just
someone, food? Yeah. Oh. Which I don't think you should really hunt if you don't eat it, because it's
yeah.
just weird to me.
Yeah. Well, at least he's not just wasting it.
No, it's going they don't do somebody. That. It goes to somebody. But I really enjoy deer meat, so I grew up eating it. Yeah. Which and that's what because my dad hunts. He bow hunts, so mm-hmm. they have deer meat all the time. Like I mean, that's just what they eat. So I grew up on it. So I love it. But yeah, Seth and his dad, they would like throw up.
Oh my gosh. That
it's
surprises me.
Crazy. It is.
That really surprises me.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. Huh. Maybe it's just gamier
I mean,
tasting.
A little bit, yeah.
But deer sausage, deer jerky, like it's good.
It is good. And you know what you can do? I have a friend at work. She makes it herself.
Mm-hmm.
She does like the, I don't know if she does the sticks or if she does like the longer
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm
like the flat jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's in the roll.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Sausage?
Yeah. She makes that. She mixes like pork with
mm-hmm.
the deer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it takes the gaminess mm-hmm. out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she seasons it up and stuff.
Yum.
I don't know. I think it's like interesting.
It's
I want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you had like a meat grinder and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Which
you know?
You do have to have that. And that's yeah. kind of a big machine. You gotta have.
Yeah, dude. That's like some.
That's serious.
That's some legit like
yeah.
hobby shit.
Yeah, you got to be into it to do that.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
But like I have. No. No. I just didn't know if Seth was into.
No. I mean, if he was, I'm sure we'd be doing it. But
he would have it if he did.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a dehydrator out in my garage and I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get into doing some.
Yeah, my parents, that's what, like, before a trip or, like, when my dad used to go out elk hunting, I mean, you'd be walking into their house and you'd be just smell so good. Like, mom would be making tons of deer jerky.
I love it.
So, yeah, it's good. Okay, well, I think that's all we really, I mean, we kind of touched on everything that's been going on the last, like, month. We had, I just looked today because I was curious. But we had almost 500 people watch your mom's episode.
Yeah.
Everybody loved it. If you haven't checked out our last episode, if you're listening to us, we have video episodes on YouTube. And yeah, her mom's episode was a really popular one.
It was a hit. Like I had to stop by a birthday party last night for my cousin, and I had multiple people come up to me and say, I watched your podcast with your mom. It was so good. I'm like, oh my gosh, like,
yeah,
she's making our podcast blow up, yeah, which is fine.
Which, like, is great.
We're here for it.
But it's interesting. I've had a couple people who you wouldn't expect, like, tell me, oh my gosh, I've been loving your podcast. It's just, you're like, oh, you listened?
No, because I've had the same reaction.
It's just wild, you know, because you don't, I mean, you do it. You think people, you mostly think people who don't know you.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, people who know you, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know who's listening.
Yeah, you just kind of think it's your small circle that maybe.
Yeah, listening. Like your, or like our ex-boyfriends could be like watching and listening.
Oh my God.
Like people who don't like us could be watching and listening. Like you don't know.
Oh, I'm certain people that don't like us are watching and listening.
I mean, we don't have very many people who probably don't like us because we're very nice people.
We are really good people, but you always
But you always have haters, baby.
Yeah, listen, haters are my motivators.
Yeah, and that's like a saying, right?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Haters help me motivate. Sorry.
I'm here for it.
Whatever.
And so we are open to, like, bringing more people onto the show.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're interested in coming on, like,
send us a message on our Instagram. I just want to make sure I always say it right. Yeah, if you have like a story, you know what I mean? Like we're just like catching up and rambling today, but we want to really, highlight and share like people's stories, women's stories.
Yeah. So like if you have a really good, you know, story of resilience or things you overcome, or if you're like a small business owner or just like a badass woman.
Yeah. We'd love to have you on. Instagram is unbothered_podcast. And you will see our cute little pink bubble.
Yeah.
And that's us. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening. And we will see you guys in December.
Bye.
Bye.